Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Oh, hello. It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is associate producer Scotty the Body.
Hello.
Scott, we just finished uploading the video of you doing the Twister Tango Lego Challenge for losing Throwback Throwdown.
Yep.
And some of the shots of you doing Twister are just really awkward. Which is why I was thinking about stepping in for you today and saying, like, hey, I'll do it for you. Because I feel like you are a little down because you've been losing a lot.
Every time. Not just a lot. Every time.
It is. And I was like, you know what? I'll step in. But now looking at the photos of you shirtless, like, you're so much better suited doing that than I am right now.
But you're funny in a different way.
Yes. Like the Fat Albert look. Oh, hey, no. hey, Fat Albert's about to do a little boogie. So I don't know when you're going to listen to our podcast, but if you head to the Miguel and Holly Instagram, you can see the video of Scott doing Twister.
That's so good.
Yeah. I remember, like, do you ever, when you were in college, do, like, those games that you would do early in your life, but then you turn them sexual?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, like, taking this game back. I was just thinking about this, like, when my girlfriend comes in town and, like, breaking out Twister. Because I've seen date nights like that where you, like, either put some paint on it or you just have some wine while you're doing it.
Oh, you put paint on the actual Twister game?
Yeah, I've heard that before. So I don't know if that's, you know, very sexy.
Or you put paint on your body?
Yeah, well, like, you fall in it, and, like, it's like you get paint all over each other.
Oh,
yes, I didn't mean to fall inside you. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, I forgot we weren't on the air for a second. Forgot what we were doing.
Jeez. Wait, Scott, why you look nervous right now all of a sudden?
That was a lot. I mean, I just had a whole picture in my head.
Hello. Yeah.
But now I was thinking about taking it.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, you know what? We'll take Twister back to Chateau Oprah. And then just see what happens with the game over the next few months, okay?
That sounds like a
going
delight.
Going down to play games.
I wanted to real quick, because there are some of you in the Miguel and Holly fam that have gone on to, iTunes and podcast and listened to Miguel and Holly Uncensored on there, and you have typed in or left some comments.
Oh!
And so we have some new comments.
Awesome.
And so if you ever listen on... on iTunes, please, please, please review, rate us, subscribe.
It helps the podcast out.
Absolutely. Let's see here. We have this from October 29th. I really love, in case you have heard, Miguel and Holly and time. Wait.
Okay.
what happened?
Okay. I think they were typing real fast. Okay. I really love Miguel and Holly and listen to them. Uncensored is even better. Look forward for more every week. You guys are the best, and thank you. And that's from Carolyn T88.
Nice.
Thank you.
And then we have one, it's just, they left their name as Just Want to Play Episode. That's the name they left on there. This is from October 29th. I've been a longtime listener of Miguel and Holly in the mornings, but about a month ago, I started listening to their podcast. I've gone back and listened to almost all of the podcasts. And in my opinion, I think their podcast is the realest, funniest, most entertaining podcast ever.
Wow.
Miguel, Holly, and Scotty aren't afraid to be open and honest about real topics that we are all facing nowadays. Whether it's mental health, politics, or just day-to-day drama that they are currently facing, they always keep it real and are always their real, authentic selves. I feel like I'm listening to my friends talking whenever I tune in and always look forward to their new episodes. Love you guys. Ivy.
What an amazing compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that would be the best one that, like, something like that, because that's what we strive for, you know? So that's basically saying, hey, you guys are doing it. And I like that.
Absolutely. So thank you. So please leave a comment on iTunes and we will read them as they come in. And you can always send us messages too if you have a question That you need answered on the podcast. And actually, I remembered I do have an email from someone who needed some advice.
Oh.
That we'll get to here in just a second. But I kind of just wanted to go around the room and see how everybody is doing. Got to do like our mental health check and see what's going on.
Our check-in.
Absolutely. Holly, how are you? What's going on with you?
You know, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat this. I am tired today. And I don't know, like, at first, and I told Miguel this, you know, off the air early this morning, but I said, I felt like something's wrong with me, but I think it's just being tired. Yeah. Like, we had a busy weekend. I mean, I was out doing a meetup, as we call it now, a broadcast somewhere. I was at a car dealership, and then right after that, I went home, and then we had Franklin Manor on Friday night, which is typically what we do. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday morning, we had another meetup somewhere else, like far away at a grocery store. And then throw into the mix that it's my weekend. It was my weekend with Maya, and it just... I just felt like it was nonstop.
No.
And then what happens is on the evenings, well, obviously Friday night was Franklin Manor, so we had drinks. But Saturday evening, I got together with a friend, and we just ended up drinking and watching, like, I'm almost up to the final episode of the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, wow.
Because we had restarted it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to finish it. Oh, my God. I have a quick story about that I need to tell you. Okay. So I'm watching the second to the last episode of Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. And, like, spoiler, it's a mini spoiler. You're not going to, nothing is happening that it's not going to spoil too much. But they are in a house, and one of the sister is hearing a knocking on the door. And it's Halloween, so she thinks it's trick-or-treaters. But every time she opens the door, no one's there.
Oh, hell no.
So there's a knock on the door, and then it gets more persistent, and she starts to get pissed at these, you know, who she thinks is trick-or-treaters playing pranks.
Mm-hmm.
And then her sister comes in. So then the two of them start having a massive fight with each other. And as they're fighting, there's another knock on the door, and she, like, goes to swing it open, and no one is there. And as soon as she closes it, there's a pounding on it again. So you're like, I know nobody was out there.
Oh, my heart. I just got the shivers.
And then they're talking more, and then there's more frequent pounding, and then suddenly the pounding happens on the door and then the windows, and then it's happening all around the house, and they're pounding, and the lights are kind of like flickering a little bit, and there's pounding on the door, and there's pounding on the windows, and my heart is in my throat, and then my fucking door. And then the doorbell rang.
Oh.
I would throw up. I froze.
Oh, my gosh.
I froze. It was because I had completely forgot we got Bite Squad.
Yeah.
But, like, the timing.
Oh, my gosh.
And see, it wasn't on my phone. And so I wasn't aware that Bite Squad was anywhere nearby. And so I'm just watching this scene, and the suspense is
the
building.
Tension.
And the door. And then my fucking door. I was like, I was like traumatized.
Oh, my gosh. That would be too much for me.
I had to pause the show, eat the food, take a walk, get another drink before I could start the show again, because I legit almost like had a panic attack.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
No,
like, that would just be so much. I mean, because I remember when I watched Haunting of Hill House, it was last, like around Halloween time when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I, Mr. Silver Fox was out of town for like a month for work, and I had to have a friend stay over that night. Because I was like, this is freaking me out too much. And so you're just going to need to sleep on the couch just so I know there's another person there.
It was insane. It was the most scared I've been this entire Halloween season. Because it was my own house.
Yeah.
And like the Bite Squad driver was like, ding dong. And I was just like, I'm going to die. I'm dying.
It. This the spirits
me.
Are coming to get me.
So maybe just that alone. But then I was up kind of late because I finally felt like it was like some me time. And then all day yesterday, Sunday, I was just so like tired. I couldn't get ahead of it. I was late to the show this morning. Like, I was just so, I don't know. I know my alarm went off at 4:15 and I remember hitting it, but I thought I hit snooze. I must have hit off.
Oh, yeah.
And so you guys called me at like, you know, 6 a.m. and I was just like, shit.
No. Oh.
It's the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even. There's nothing you can do.
No, I mean,
you
at that point, it's just.
Get your clothes on and brush
your
teeth.
It's fine. Listen, we've all been there before.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's
no, we all haven't. But I mean, I have.
Well,
so.
That's fine. I mean, I haven't. But it's fine. No. But it's fine. But also, too, like the way that we come into the studio, it sort of sets us up for failure because, like, I get here so early, and like Scott has, there have been a couple of times where I was just running late.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, you okay? And it's like 4:45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just like, are you here? What's going on? And so even if I were to sleep in, like I still have plenty of time to get here and to get myself together right. and still here for the beginning of the show. But we don't see you until you walk into the studio early right. in the morning.
Correct.
And so it wasn't until I was like, we got 1 minute.
I know, I saw the text. After.
Didn't get anything back. You're like, oh.
You're like, I know.
We was like, you here?
There was like 20 seconds left of the till we started the show, and I was like, you here? And I was like, well, let's call Holly on the air and just see what's going on.
Yeah, my ass was sleeping.
That's fine. It
and
happens.
Then I heard ding, 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 and I was just like, shh.
That's the worst.
It like, it's like my stomach gets nauseous right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, what's happening?
Oh, so God. Anyway, oh, I can't imagine.
I'm just a little, I just need to take a nap today. And then go to bed early.
Right. Well, yeah. And I do feel like Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes.
And I do feel like that's just causing. Wait, Scott, why do you. Why
I
are
just
you...
don't believe. Like, I know y'all talk about it and, like, whatever. I just never
that's
heard
fine.
Of that until this show. And I'm like, what kind of.
Hooja-cooja nonsense is this?
Baloney.
What's interesting is that Miguel actually believes in this, and usually he thinks all my hippie shit is crazy.
Yeah, no.
I just look at y'all like you're crazy with this. But, I mean, it's cool if it causes some craziness.
But also, mm-hmm. I'm gonna also blame the time change, because for some reason, I think I never got right. Like, I've always, it's just been off. So, I'm tired.
Right.
But Mercury retrograde, I think, is a thing.
It is. And I know there will be some people that'll say, like, well, isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy? Because you know that you can expect crazy bad things to happen for that time period.
Yep.
But that's the reason how I started to believe in it, because I remember it was maybe like 2 or 3 years ago when Mercury retrograde became a thing in regular pop culture. And I remember there was one particularly like bad like couple of weeks where it was like every day there was like something that was going wrong. And I was like, I need to just stop life. Like, what is happening? And then I ran across something that was like, if you're having a bad time right now, it's because of Mercury retrograde. And I read it, and I was like, literally everything that was going wrong was like falling into that category.
It's like with communications and technology and anything, travel especially too, like getting from point A to point B, and that could be in communications, point A to point B,
mm-hmm.
with your significant other, with your friends. You just need to take a back seat while it goes on.
I mean, is nothing bad happening in your life, Scott, that you're like, everything's great, there's no Mercury retrograde here?
No, but I think it's just like, no. I just kind of look at it like it just comes and goes with just life in general.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like, I have some good things. I also got some bad things that are happening in my life. So I'm just kind of like, okay, it's literally nothing new. I just feel like this time of year, it's just going to be more bad things because it's busier.
Right.
My life is constantly changing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's easier to find negative things. And what I've noticed recently with myself, I was talking to my mom about this. It's like, it's so much, I hate this right now about like how my life is functioning, because I'm so much easier to find the negative in things.
Mm.
Like, I'm focusing more on that instead of like finding myself like staying optimistic and looking at the bright side. It honestly is getting hard at this point where I'm like, all right, like, come on. Like,
I will tell you, because I feel like, Scott, you and I are more similar in that way. Because, like, Holly and I think the same. But, like, when I was 22, I had all the optimism in the world. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the world is here to be conquered. And, I mean, I remember being in college and telling my advisor of the student newspaper that I was editor of, thinking, I cannot wait to get into the real world and experience the rat race. Like, I just can't wait. Because she worked for, like, a big newspaper at one time, and she was like, I couldn't cut it. I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. And I was like, I can't wait. I can't wait to play the game. I can't wait to move the chess pieces.
Literally me.
Exactly. But then life just happens, and it just beats you up. Because you realize as you become an adult, that there are just some circumstances that no matter how much you push, no matter what you do, it's still going to be shitty. Mm. But I think what I've had to come to terms with as an adult is that I'm still optimistic, but I also have to understand, like, there are some things that I just can't control and I can't fix.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can say, like, all right, well, what did I learn from that? Like, that XYZ situation was just shitty from beginning, middle, and end, and I couldn't overcome it, and I just had to be mad, upset. But I always say my optimism that I had growing up comes in the form of what did I learn from it and what did I take away from it. And I feel like that's just something that you'll understand as you get older and as life keeps throwing you stuff, because it's not going to get any easier.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that, you know, being optimistic means that you can just force everything to go well or to go the way you think that it should. But it does mean that you get handed some lemons.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, you're like, okay, well, you know what? Here's what I got good out of it.
Right.
So it's a really crazy cycle of like being really up and then being really down, but forcing yourself to get back up.
Yeah. It's just,
you're learning. You're learning.
I'm definitely learning because I feel like right now, I'm just getting handed like lemon after lemon after lemon. I'm like, okay, like I am as optimistic and positive as I could be. And then I'm like, okay, is it going to pay off if I'm still positive? Or like, how long is this like little trench going to last?
Ooh. A long time.
Gosh, it's
but you
just
know
exhausting.
What? I promise you. And this is why it's so fascinating watching you go through this. Mm. Because literally, if I wish that time machines existed. So Holly and I could take you into a time machine and I can transport you back to 2008, this time of year when I just moved to Florida, moved in with Holly. I had no money. I mean, there were times where I couldn't pay Holly rent. I didn't know how I was going to eat. I had a $300 gift card from one of my coworkers in Savannah that gave me as a going away present. I ate off of that for like 3 months because I had no money. And I remember thinking like this is what I've worked so hard for, is to struggle like this. Mm. And then it was like, it didn't get better. And it didn't get better. And then I got a part-time job. And then I was like taking fucking sleeping pills to like go to bed, and then I was taking a pill to wake up in the morning.
Oh god.
And I was just like, I remember we used to do this crazy bit called Uncle Miguel's Ambient Up Bedtime Story, and there was one time that I don't even think I even aired this one, but I was trying to record it myself.
Mm. And usually I recorded them.
Yeah, because usually you would like come into my room and be like, hey Miguel, you know, Ryan Seacrest is on TV, tell me about Ryan Seacrest, and I'd make up this whole crazy story about Ryan Seacrest.
Oh lord.
Well, there was one time I listened back the next day when I was editing the audio, and I was just talking into it myself, and I was like, this is Miguel, and this is like an ambient, I'm way ambient in, and I was like, I am just so tired, and I just don't even know if I can do life anymore. And I was like, oh, shit, like, you need to find some positivity, something to do, because I was just in a very, very bad space. And then when like we got our dream job, quote unquote, here in Tampa the first time around, and it was like exciting, but then it was kind of crappy because of our contract negotiations, but we were still in a big city doing what we always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then like the atmosphere in the studio between us and our co-host was just shitty, and I was trying to find the bright spots. Life really didn't start to look great until I went and got away from that toxic situation and I started doing the Miguel show with Mandy and Holly. That's when it was like, all right, life is finally getting together. But then I didn't have any money still.
Yeah, but it was nice because it felt like you were back on top.
Right, exactly.
And that's what it was for me too. I was like, wow, I get a fresh start.
Yeah.
In life. And right. So that, but then we didn't get paid very much at all.
No, we didn't. And then even with this job, there were things that happened at the beginning when we got here where it was like, we are at our dream station.
Yeah. We were like, we're in Tampa. Meanwhile, my marriage was falling apart, and I had postpartum depression, and I didn't know it, and I was kind of crazy, and other shit was going on we don't talk about, and it was just, but I have my dream job.
Right. And so that's where I feel like right now you are learning how to smile through the shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you have to.
You do. And then knowing that everything you're doing is paying off.
Yeah.
And that's why I love like watching you grow and sort of like when you go through something saying, all right, I know that this situation seems really crappy right now, but I can tell you exactly how that's going to pay off 5 years from now, six years from now, maybe next year from now. You never know, because life, I feel like, is moving a lot quicker than it did back when we first started.
Because of social media.
Exactly. And so even when I say like job advances and money's, or just situations and opportunities is the better word. Opportunities are moving faster than when we started back in 2008 doing a morning show. So know that everything that you're going through is going to pay off. And that's not just for you.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling that also to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
To Holly, to you listening right now. It will pay off. It's just you can't see it because we can't see the future.
Correct. Right. And you know what sucks for you? And I mean, there's no getting around this. You're doing it alone.
Yeah.
I had Miguel. Miguel had me. Like, we really lucked out in that regard because we were in such a unique situation of living together, working together, spending every damn moment of our lives, and then you have someone to bitch with.
Right.
And you're at the same level, so you're like, can you believe this shit? Mm-hmm. And so we would just have, like, literal bitch sessions sitting on the red couches.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if that actually helped or hurt, but I think it helped a little because we
definitely does help to have
get it off
there.
Your chest. But that's what, so if you, I mean, it sucks because when you bitch to us, we're not at that same level as you. But if you can find someone else that's at that same sort of like the same grind and the same level as you, and I know experts would say don't bitch about stuff, but sometimes
you gotta
get it out.
Right.
You have to let it come out. Otherwise, what else are you doing with all that negativity?
Right.
Pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down until suddenly you have a cancer. Not literally, but a figurative cancer in your body, and then it just manifests in weird ways.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like, that's one of the harder things because it's, like, I think even in this field, like, I have friends that are, like, they have jobs and everything. Even they might even be part-time just like I am, but I think it still is the fact that it's, like, a whole different world. And I try to explain this to my family when they're, like, why are you naked on the street? Whatever. And it's, like, trying to get people to kind of understand. It's, like, I believe this will pay off. I know it will pay off. Please just trust me. I told my mom this on the ride because I went home this past weekend and got to spend some time with her and talk to her. And she supports me 100%. But it was like, look, I'm like, I know, obviously, like, even on a joke, like, I'm twerking everywhere and it looks ridiculous. But I'm like, one day when I'm looking at the TV and I'm like, hey, all that twerking paid off, didn't it?
Right.
That's the part that I like. That's the keeping me day to day where I'm like, all right, head down, keep going, keep going. That's why I tell people to keep going because it's like, I fear, and I wrote this to my boss the other day with a questionnaire that he sent us, like, what's your biggest fear? It's like that I'm just not going to reach my full potential. Like, my dreams that I have for myself, like, out of everything, my fear is that I'm not going to get there. And I think it's going to result to the fact that, like, in my head, it'll be because I'm not good enough or I didn't work hard enough for it. And that's like, that's what keeps me up at night when I'm like, okay, Netflix or research. And I'm like, recently I've been a lot better about, all right, just sit down, shut up, and watch some shows and just let your brain relax.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many times where I'm just, like, consumed in the fact that I can't sit still because I'm like, if I'm not working, somebody else is. Mm. And they're getting ahead because of that fear that just sits there and not even knowing where to, like, that's kind of scary because right now I'm like, what is the next step? There's no clear next step. Other people have jobs where it's like, oh, you get a promotion. Here I'm like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to get a promotion. So.
You will.
Well, that's the hope.
You will. I mean, you will. I, like, you can't see it because you, obviously, this is your first time experience it and you're in the thick of it. But, like, you will.
Ugh.
Like, I know. And I, God, I just, I wish I could just, like Avatar, like, stick my tail into your tail. And I could, like, be like, listen, I know it sucks. Like, I can, I mean, because literally, I remember we were sitting at a Chick-fil-A with Steve Kramer, Holly, and Mandy.
Uh-huh. Was that the time that Mandy took the flowers and dumped them out?
Yes, because she didn't think they were real.
She's
flowers.
She's like, these aren't real. I'm like, I think they're real. And she goes, no, I think they're fake. And instead of touching them, God bless Mandy. She picks the whole thing up and dumped it out.
It.
Water went everywhere. She's like, oh, I guess it's real.
And
I have, like, never forgot that moment ever. Okay, go ahead.
But then later, right after that, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I think that after our contracts are up, I might want to just pack it up and go home to Atlanta and maybe try to start entry-level position at CNN. Because
I remember that.
We're just not getting anywhere. Because, I mean, I think that was probably the beginning of 2011.
Yes.
And that was right before we start getting word that we were going to be moving. And we'd been there since 2008, and I was still making no money and struggling. And I'm like, I'm tired. I am tired of doing this. But things were working. And that's mm-hmm. how our industry works, where it's like,
pieces are coming into place that you don't even know about.
You do. Like, our contracts are up at the end of next year. I don't know what's going to happen. I hope that Hot 101.5 brings us back. I don't know. I hope they pay us what we want to get paid. I don't know. But I know that all I can do right now is keep doing the best show possible and the best job possible.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happens next, I still want to be proud of what I put out. And even if I don't end up, like, let's just say for some reason Hot 101.5 decides we're going in a different direction. We don't, you know, we just want to go in a different direction. We love y'all. It's been great. It's been a great 5 years, but we want to go in a different direction. I would be obviously a little upset, but I'd be like, you know what? Every day I gave it my all and it didn't work. That's okay. Maybe somebody else wants it.
Yeah.
And
maybe it's my time to do something else.
Absolutely. And thankfully you work with people who support you.
Yeah.
We support you, and
without
we're here
y'all,
for
I'd
you.
Be,
and
woo, I'd be in the trenches hardcore. People ask me about that all the time. Like, what is it like living with Miguel or working with Miguel and Holly? I'm like, without y'all, holy shit, I would be screwed. Just on a point blank of like, without living with you, Miguel, like, I don't know what the hell I'd be. If I was living with just random people, I would probably never feel more alone in that moment. Because already I feel alone because I have friends all over the place. I have my girlfriend moved across the dang country. I'm like, all right, here we go. Reset life. Let me go find some more friends or figure out life in general.
Yeah.
But like that community in itself helps. And then knowing that y'all understand it, because people were asking about like, why do Miguel and Holly put you through these things? And I'm like, it's not even that. It's like they understand like these things pay off. They understand, like they went through it. And I think that's the biggest thing about teaching is like, y'all were never just like, hey, do this.
Right. Because
if you do that, I mean, most people and like myself, like I'm just not going to do it. Like eventually I'll do it at first. But if you just tell me to do it and don't explain why, I'm just going to get frustrated and probably leave.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right. Exactly. But like that's the one thing.
Yeah. We're dumb.
But that's what y'all did. It's like you like literally every step has been taught. And like that's honestly at the end of the day, like that's what keeps me like moving forward because I understand that there's an understanding, a mutual kind of thing between all of this. It's not just like, hey, just do this crap, get it done. It's like.
There's
this
a method.
Will help.
There's a method to this madness.
Absolutely.
Mean, we don't just want to see you naked on a twister board.
Oh, I mean, no. I kind of do.
I hear many people do. I hope people
but
do.
But that's not the reason why.
Right. Oh,
like,
yeah,
there's
right.
a way deeper reason. And there's like, it sucks that you lose the throwback throwdown all the time.
Help that,
but that actually is going to be so good for you in the end because all it did was build Miguel up when he kept losing and losing and losing. And it's like, we go through all these journeys and we don't know why, but for some reason, and then when you just brought up Mandy and I said the thing with the flower, I just thought about how crappy life was for Mandy Williamson. So let me just share that story with you real quick because so Mandy got into radio a little older and she was not old by any means, by the way. She's the same age as me. So she's now 37. She might be 38. I don't know. But when she came in as an intern, I was already working full time. So was Miguel. So was Kramer. And she was an intern because she was like had gone back to school at FSU. And so she had two kids already. They were young. I think Bella was like 5.
Yeah.
And Aiden was maybe 2.
Yeah. God, they were young.
Bella is like 16 now.
I know. When I see her on Mandy's Instagram, I'm like, you are a baby.
I know, but they were like 2. Like Aiden had a pacifier.
Yeah.
So they were 2 and 5, and Mandy's coming in at age what, maybe 26 or 27, as an intern for this morning show, and she didn't know what she wanted to do. She was a server. I mean, she had been working as a server for years. That she was really good at it. I mean, she made good money, but she didn't want to do that for her life. And so when she started with us, she just did the same thing you are doing. Like, we put her through all kind of shit, too, and we're just like, you know.
And she did it with 2 kids.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I don't know, but I guess I'm going to do it. Poor Mandy. And, like, she was just intern Mandy for a long time. And then eventually we were able, in Panama City, it was a little different because it was a mom and pop place, so you could shuffle money around.
Right.
In corporate America, you don't really shuffle money around.
No, they have budgets.
They have budgets. They don't have a slush fund.
Right.
Like, whatever. So, but we were able to finally bring Mandy on full time with, when I say full time,
I mean it was
like maybe 22,000.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything that she could like take care of her family on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thankfully, her husband had a lawn business. But so she's doing all this stuff. And then the three of us, when I say three, I mean Miguel, I, myself, and Kramer, got the call to quote unquote the big leagues up in Tampa. Well, we just had this intern who became like a part-time producer. We're gonna take her.
Right.
She wasn't even invited. Like, fine. So we went and then by us leaving, it gave her the opportunity to move into a bigger role on her own there at the old radio station. And then when we got fired in Tampa and we all came back without Kramer, it was just me and Miguel. We all started a thing together. So it was literally the Miguel show with Mandy and Holly. It was a show. And then when we were going to come here to Tampa, it was not going to work out for her to come.
That's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. It was the hardest thing professionally and friendship-wise that Miguel and I have ever had to go through.
That was, I've never cried over something that like wasn't like death.
Right.
You know, like not just like, oh, I'm sad for you, but like, no. My heart literally broke for Mandy, and I cried over that situation.
It gave me, like, just chills and it obviously it broke us. I mean, as friends.
Oh yeah.
But then eventually we got to be friends again. And she has now gone on to do her own morning show. It's Mandy in the Morning. And she on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I saw that. She's in Kentucky. I'm calling her now to see if.
And she's going to be on like five different affiliates of that TV station.
Good Lord.
I know her show just finished. Is she on Central Time?
They might be on
Central.
Oh, is Kentucky in Central?
She's probably in
part
a show
of it is.
Still,
probably
right?
Part of it's not, though, so I don't know.
Let's just see.
Tell her that she need to get her ass on the phone. our podcast is more important.
Forwarded to an audience.
Okay, she's probably on the air.
Yeah.
Dang.
She's like, listen, y'all. Y'all left twice. Let me do my job.
Oh, but it was difficult because when we finally had to tell her that we were leaving without her, I mean, she didn't come on the show that next day, and we still had three more weeks on the air, and she didn't come on the air with us. I remember sitting, we had like two different meetings where she wouldn't even look us in the eyes. Like, she literally would do her, oh, she says, sure, she has a second, okay.
Oh, good. I just feel like, yes, we have all had it hard in different ways, but I feel like Mandy took the shittiest situation and has made an entire life out of being strong.
And she's the epitome of.
Hello?
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Miguel, Holly, and Scott. Are you on Central Time or Eastern Time?
No, I'm on Central.
Oh.
No, come on, learn
the job. Are you still doing your show?
No, we're done.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we're doing our Uncensored podcast right now, and we were just talking about the radio industry and how Scott is, you know, 23, new, and just having a rough time. Just
acclimating to life.
Yeah, because it's hard. And we were just talking about how to be positive and getting through tough situations. And we said there's no other person who's been through a complete shitty situation several different times over than you. And I was just talking.
I'm so glad you thought of me.
Oh, absolutely. But also how you persevered and you put your head down and you kept doing it. And now you're thriving in Kentucky. And we were just so, so proud of you.
Aw, you guys are so sweet for saying that. I don't know about thriving, but we're getting there.
But like how, and because we've talked about it like drunkenly, but at morning show boot camp, but not like soberly. But like, what was that like when that whole situation went down where we were like, we're going to Tampa and you're not? I mean, because you didn't talk to us for a while after that. I mean, you were fucking pissed.
Which I don't blame you.
Not at all.
It almost felt like, it felt like somebody punched me in my gut.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I kind of almost knew that it was going to happen anyways, just because, you know, you can read the signs before it actually happens. So I was kind of preparing myself. But when you actually hear it, it hurts a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was angry, but I wasn't angry, you know. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. But I knew that was not my part of life. That's not where I was supposed to go. And I've always had this philosophy that when you're doing something in life, if it comes to you a little bit easier than other things, and that's where it's meant to be, you should never have to really fight extremely hard for something.
I like that. I tend to agree with you because if it's coming to you, there are going to be obstacles. Like, you're going to have to go overcome some stuff. But if you're like having to fight tooth and nail to be like in an industry that you are, like if you are being dragged by life, no one is helping you. It may be that your path is some other place.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. Yeah. And I'm not saying like to give up on whatever it is that you're fighting for. I mean, that's not necessarily what I'm saying, but things that your path where the good Lord is sending you down tends to come a little bit easier. And, you know, when you notice the signs, then it immediately happens. I don't know. Maybe I'm not making any sense at all.
No, but
that
at
makes
all.
Sense. That makes sense.
That's now,
what's been happening for me.
And now what is all happening in your life now with your show? Let's give Mandy her moment here in Tampa.
Oh, Lord, hey.
What's going on with you and your show in Kentucky?
Well, I will say, when I left Panama City, I came to Lexington, Kentucky as the first woman radio host. Hey.
Yes! Woo! Tell them.
That is amazing.
Tell them.
Yeah, and I was scared. Can I cuss? Can I say bad words?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, cuss it up, girl.
I was scared shitless. I'm not lying. I cried all the time. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm just going to go with it. And then I added my co-host that was with us, and he was once all of our intern, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So now his name is a part of the show. So it's Mandy and Jimmy because we're sharing. We're a team, you know.
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, I don't want to hog all the credit. We do it as a team. So it's the Mandy and Jimmy show. And then, you know, we're just working our way through. We're almost on year three. So that's awesome. Wow.
That is so
And then
fantastic.
I recently got a TV side gig. So, you know, us in radio, we got those side gigs we got to do.
Always. Always. I don't care how much money you make. You're like, what else can I do to get
How do I spread myself around?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm going to sell some facial products, maybe some essential oils. Add TV to it.
Perfect.
Girl, Holly's going to be calling you for some essential oils.
I know. I got that on my back burner. Yeah, we all got these side hustles that we do. But how does this TV thing work? What all does it entail?
Basically, it's only 6 hours of work a month. I come up with all the content, you know, anything mommy-ish. Mm. I come up with it, and then we film it all in one day for 1 month, and then boom, it's done. But basically, I just have to come up with, you know, things that us as moms or even parents would want to hear. And I'm really honored that they came to me because I don't see myself as that helpful mom that people come to for advice. So it's really challenging me to be a better mom and to help other parents at the same time.
Well, you know, I think the greatest thing about you as a talent and probably why they picked you out is because you're so honest.
And real.
Exactly. And that's what I always loved about you when we worked together is that you would come with the realest sort of like, my life is in shambles. I haven't been with my husband in a minute because he's working. I got two kids. We just got pregnant. Oh, shit. Again, with a third child that we can't afford. Oh. But you were always so authentic and you were never trying to put forth an image of someone that isn't true. You were like, this is me. I'm Mandy. I'm a mess, but this is my life. And if you don't like it, fuck you. If you do, great. And that's why I'm sure that's what they're wanting you to bring to their TV show. So that's so awesome.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to try and bring that as well. I'm not really sure where I'm headed with it, but we all do it, and hopefully people like it.
Amen.
We shall see.
I love it.
Well, that's great. Well, Scott, do you have any questions for Mandy, sort of hearing her story and, you know, all the obstacles she's had to overcome?
I wouldn't even say questions. It's more so it's good to hear that, you know, no matter what, like, I think there's a path for you. Like, I love hearing the stories that, like, if one end closes off, like, there's another one beginning somewhere else. And I think that's my biggest thing here. And that's, like, right now, it's just, I think I'm in the moment where I'm like, what the hell is happening? Like, is this going to end here? And, like, is this the step for me or is there something else there? And I think with hearing the story from Mandy, it's like there is something.
Yes.
You just have to, you know, wait and see what it is.
Right.
You can't rush it. And I think that's my problem right now. It's like, I want it now. Like, I want to, like, see what it is. And it's very frustrating because I don't know if it's going to pay off.
I will tell you, I had that same exact problem where I think all of us at some point in our life are like, we have to have it right now. And if we're not, if we don't have this, then we're not very successful. And there's times where I'm still like, all my friends are, you know, way successful and they're doing all these things. And someone looked at me and said, you think for 1 second the job that you have and all the accomplishments you made that you're not successful at all. And so I had to really, like, go back and evaluate things that I have overcome and things that I have done in my life. And we're all successful and we're still leading that path. I mean, I think that at the rate I'm going, I'm going to be a damn Betty White. I'm going to be 70-something years old and just now making it to where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I have to tell myself it's not a marathon. I mean, it's not a, you know,
A sprint.
Yeah. It's more of like, this is a marathon. Yeah. We're going to take it slow. We're going to pace ourselves. And we're going to get to where we need to be eventually.
Mm. My heart is just flowing over with pride right now.
I almost want to cry. Like, a little bit, I might cry. Like,
I know. I just, Mandy,
you're going to make me cry.
No, that's okay. It's fine.
I just, Mandy, it is just so awesome to be the person, and when that whole situation went down, you know, the management here where we are now and then our agent, they were like, well, we'll call Mandy and tell her. And I was like, no, I've got to do it because I'm the one that promised her. And I went to your house where you gave me your baby that was only 3 months old.
Oh, my God.
Put him in my hands and was like, look at little Carter. And I was like, oh, God, oh, please don't.
Oh, man.
And then we went, we're at your mom's house, and we had to have that conversation. And it was the most painful thing in conversation I have ever had to have in my life is to basically look someone in the eye and tell them that the promise that I've made, I'm going to break it. And essentially, in that moment, it felt like ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. But to hear 5 years later, you are thriving, you are doing the damn thing, mm-hmm. it literally just makes me so happy and excited for you.
Yeah.
You're making me cry.
I think it's just
because I literally have tears in my eyes.
I know. I do too. And I'm just thinking everyone's path is how it happens, how it's meant to be. Because, you know, we wouldn't have been here or and you wouldn't have been able to do what you're doing and get out of Panama City. And it just, I don't know. It just, I feel like, and the sucky part, Scott, is that it does take way longer than you'd like it to.
Yep.
It just, and when you're in the shittiness of it, like days can feel like weeks, can feel like months. And you're just like, I don't have any faith anymore. Like I'm giving up on this, but you can't. And you all have that little something inside you that goes, well, let's just try one more day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just try this next day. That feels like a month damn long.
Mm.
But it's a good reminder for
Holly's
all of us.
Right
I am
now,
crying.
By the way.
I'm
Holly
sorry.
Literally, she has tears coming down her eyes right
sorry.
Now.
Sorry. It's such a good reminder. I mean, for my life, too. I mean, you know, my personal life is in a little bit of shambles right now. And it just feels like, why is this taking so long to get resolved? Like, why is it taking so long for Scott to become full-time? Like, why, God, is it taking this long? Mm. And then, next year, one of my favorite quotes is, take a look around you. Because nothing will be the same in a year.
Mm.
And so next year at this time, we will be in a different spot and we will be doing.
You're getting me cold chills.
So it just is a reminder to slow down and just trust the process.
Take your time. Yes. Trust the process.
Yes.
That's a hard thing that I have with, but I have to like slow myself down and I'm like, trust the process.
Yeah.
We will get there. What's meant to be is meant to be. And, you know, keep doing the thing that you've been doing. And, you know, if you got to do the side hustle on the side, there's 10 out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, when I first started interning, I had 3 jobs and 2 kids and was going to school full time. So I was doing the damn thing.
You were. Yeah, wow. That's how we started this whole thing. I was like, let me tell you about Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how this whole thing got started. But
well, that's great. Well, Mandy, pimp out your social media. Where can people find you? If they're like, who is this fine lady that used to work with them?
I don't know about fine.
Yeah, stop it. You might as well have a modeling side gig, damn.
Uh-huh. Which you were a model back in the day.
Yes. So
I attempted to be. Well, that was clearly not the path the good Lord was sending me because they shut me down real quick. They were like, no.
Well,
But you got some good profile pictures for Facebook out of it. So that's the good thing about that.
So what is your social media?
It is Radio Mandy across every platform.
I love it. Look at her.
Except for Twitter. I'm not a Twitter person. Don't find me on Twitter. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
That's fine.
Well, Mandy.
I don't know how to do the tweets.
No, that's all right. That, you know what? I'm trying to think. Oh, Ryan. Yeah. Our producer, Ryan, used to be that way, too. Like, so technologically savvy, but couldn't figure out Twitter for the life of him. So it's all good. Well, Mandy, it was so nice to hear from you.
Yes. And congratulations on all of your success. I'm so proud of you with this TV opportunity.
Thank you. And be looking for me by the age of 76. I'm the next Betty White, I'm telling you.
Yeah. She's going to be talking about young men's on the TV.
I love it.
Well, Mandy,
That's
we love
right.
you.
That's right.
We'll talk to you later, okay?
Girls theme song on the way out right here. Thank you for being afraid.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We did play that on our...
Oh, wow. Back again.
There it is.
There we go.
Yeah,
I got
you
it.
You had that on cue?
Yeah.
Yeah, honey. Listen, I still got my bag of tricks over here, always.
That was quick.
I love it. Well, Mandy, we love you. Have a good day, okay?
I love you guys, too. Good luck, Scott. You
Thank
got it.
You. I'm trying.
Just keep taking your shirt off.
I already did today once.
I love it. Bye, Mandy.
Bye.
Oh, I love it. I miss that girl.
I know.
Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly, and that's on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and on Facebook. It is Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, S-C-O-T-T-T-A-V-L-I-N.
And then you can find me, Miguel Fuller, on Instagram and Twitter, Miguel Fuller, and on Facebook, facebook.com/hot1015. No, you can sorry.
And we're on there, too.
I know. I'm trying to do too many things at one time.
We're tired.
Yeah. And by the way, Christopher Elliott is the one that sent me an email.
Oh.
We're going to get to your email. We'll do either another quick podcast later this week with your question.
Oh, yeah.
Or we'll do it next week. So we will get to your email.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Make sure to subscribe and leave a comment on the Instagram and on the iTunes. I don't know.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.